not as easy as if you were just giving it to. We have to beg. We have to demand as the Holy Apostle Thomas did. We have to show God that we want to have that grace back and that we are so sorry that we have wasted it the first time, that we were not careful enough with it. We probably wasted it by doing something sinful, and now we are stuck somewhere in front of the paradise, wondering what to do next. I feel cold, but I don't know where to go. God is not stubborn. He will give us another chance, and then another chance, maybe, for sure. Like he did to Holy Apostle Thomas. So how to start if we think that we have wasted that grace? How can we get it back? If we want to attract the grace, the fathers of the church and mothers of the church tell us that we have to keep the commandments, because in the commandments we are encountering God face to face. When I read the gospel today, it was not me who read the gospel. Christ was talking to you personally. Personally. Face to face. Like he would talk to somebody, some of your best friends. Every paragraph, every word, every iota is important in the gospel. That is our life. Or that should be our life. And the more we try to live it out, the more we will want to cut off the worldly desires that keep us away from God, keep us away from church. So dear parents and godparents, it is a beautiful day. But do not be fooled that it will be easy to raise her in a true Christian way. It will take a lot of effort. And it will take a lot of prayers. And as we see, the world is nowadays now becoming more than ever the worst place ever to live. You need to show Martin, Valerie, Eleonora how much you love God personally, not through books, through your attendance, through your work for God, work for church, cantering, or whatever your gift is. Show it to her. Show her how much you strive to live out your life according to gospel. If you want to shower her with gifts, shower her with valuable lessons that you have already learned from the gospel, that her life as a Christian might be a little bit easier. I take it as a word, teach her to do shortcuts that you had to fight for. We have given a promise to God, and you have an opportunity to make her saint. How beautiful is that? Right now until the grace approaches her, she is in your hands. Should be in your prayers daily, if not every second. So don't waste it. Show her. In the world that is no good, you truly must prepare her to be a Christian warrior. So let us take the example of Holy Apostle Thomas, and let us ask God to give us the grace back, and let us show him that we will keep the promise we have given him at our baptism through our parents and godparents, and that we will not waste the grace ever again. We have to have zeal for Christ, because as St. John Chrysostom, our patron of the church, he says that a Christian without zeal for Christ is not Christian at all. Christ is risen.